Cafe Detroit presents Lions Review on Lions Radio 97.1 The Ticket. Brought to you by the 2012 Ford F-150, built Ford Tough, and by Hungry Howie's, the official flavored crust pizza of the Detroit Lions. Here's your host, Dan Miller.
Well, 248-539-9797 is the phone number. It's Lions Review. Dan off today from the Hard Rock Cafe in Detroit. And Rob Sims scheduled to join me today. Jim Schwartz, Lions head coach, will also join me today to talk about what happened last night. The Lions losing 27-20 to the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay. It's kind of a familiar lament when it comes down to the Lions in Green Bay. It's a situation where they haven't won since Herman Moore was a rookie and had a high fade haircut. It's been a long time. Yesterday's game kind of followed a pattern of what's been pretty familiar for the Lions this year. Wasn't like everything that they did in the game was awful. They had some good moments. They led at halftime. They jumped out to a two-touchdown lead. Their first drive was terrific. They made some plays defensively. They did a good job in a certain sense, but when push came to shove, they weren't able to seal the deal and win the football game. And, you know, they're left to pick up the pieces with a 4-9 record, a five-game losing streak. I guess the good news for the Lions right now would be their opposition next week. They're playing the Arizona Cardinals, who were absolutely destroyed at Seattle. But it's a little bit different. Seattle is a team, and it's probably, and I've heard this many, many times before, it's one of the most difficult stadiums to play in. The Seahawks have a great record there. Russell Wilson has yet to lose a game as a starting quarterback in Seattle. So it's a tough place to play. The Cardinals, a little bit different in Arizona. And they've lost 9 straight games. They're not very good. It's a game the Lions will undoubtedly be favored in. But it's also a game that can be a little more difficult than what it looks like on the surface when you look at the Cardinals and say, well, they just lost 58-0 and they have a 9-game losing streak. Lions have been through this before. Many times in the past, they played at Arizona and looked like they were a prohibitive favorite or as a game they should win, and Arizona's won. It's difficult to win on the road in the National Football League, but that would be the good sense of what's happening. Number of issues in yesterday's game we'll get into a little bit here. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about when it comes down to the celebration rule, Tony Scheffler did the digging thing. And got penalized for it on the ensuing kickoff. Well, yet at Green Bay, they have the Lambeau leap. You know, how fair is that? I don't know. The rule is pretty clear that if somebody else joins in, that is when they penalize them, and then other times they just let them do different things. And this year, there have been a number of different little technicalities that the Lions have been caught on. One of them, probably the most famous, was Jim Schwartz throwing the red flag that game. On Thanksgiving Day against the Texans, and everybody said, well, that went kind of against the spirit of the rule. Kind of yesterday, that flag kind of went against the spirit of the rule, but the rule is pretty clear. In the NFL, one thing about it, and it's part of what makes it a great league, in my opinion, the best of all the leagues, the way it's run, but also makes it somewhat annoying at times, is that there are so many technicalities and so many rules and different things that everything is thought out, that sometimes it's thought out to the point of nauseam. So I don't know, that penalty seemed to, you know, kind of stick in the craw of some Lions fans. Looking at the game yesterday, 248-539-9797, if you want to comment about it, I thought it was a pretty simplistic thing. I didn't think the Lions lost that game in the second half. I thought they lost it in the first half. They had the game. The Packers were reeling. They didn't have Clay Matthews. They didn't have Charles Woodson. Their offensive line is very, very banged up. Lions' strength is their defensive line, and that defensive line was controlling the line of scrimmage against them. It wasn't easy for Aaron Rodgers to do much, and the Lions had a 14-0 lead. And I think the key turning point of the game was when Matthew Stafford, and it's very difficult to explain, even in the weather, went back to throw, and here's a guy who's a first overall pick in the draft, somebody's thrown for 5,000 yards in the NFL before, somebody who may very well throw for 5,000 yards again this year, dropped the ball, and it was picked up and run in for a touchdown. And they scored another 3 points, and then all of a sudden 14-0 became 14-10. And even though the Lions had a halftime lead, you could sense that that was a game that may fall away from them going into the second half, because opportunity was there for them to put the Packers away early. And I don't know. You know, you can talk about the jinx of Lambeau Field. You can talk about a number of different things that have happened in the past. And this is one of the issues that people are kind of contemplating right now about the Lions. They look at things, and, you know, the Lions are receiving charges. You know, it's like, look, this is the same old Lions. Nothing's changed. I don't look at it that way. I think things are different. I look at the Lions, and I see a nucleus of a team that could move into contention as soon as next season. I kind of understand, and this is just my opinion, the landscape of the NFL and how it works. And the way the NFL works many, many times is that the world turns over on top of whoever it has been before, and who's ever on the bottom will flip up to the top. The last 13 Super Bowl winners, five of them were 500 or below the season before. So it happens many, many times where teams go through growing pains, programs go through growing pains, and then become winning programs. And you know, is this season an aberration that way? Was last year what happened at 10-6? The Lions headed on the right track, and this year has kind of been a bump in the road? Or is it a sign that last year was the aberration, and then this year is more of what things have actually been like? But anyway, joined by Rob Sims, Lions guard, who is here, and we'll talk to him. We'll also talk to Jim Schwartz during the show about what happened yesterday and what's happening this season and where the Lions are headed the rest of the season. 248-539-9797 is the phone number. If you want to join in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you as well. And, you know, looking at ahead in the final two home games of the season, the Lions play a Saturday night game against Atlanta, and they close the season against the Bears. So the opposition isn't necessarily that easy. By the way, Lions all-inclusive single-game suite rentals are available for the December 30th game. That's versus the Bears, the season finale. Rentals include an all-you-can-eat catering package and VIP parking. Visit DetroitLions.com, or you can call 313-262-2012 for more information. And also, the situation with the Lions in their last couple games. Atlanta is a team that a lot of people look at as a Super Bowl contender. And when you look at the Falcons, you know, that's a team that has flip-flopped in many, many ways from what happened last year. A lot of people looked at the Falcons at the end of last year, and they saw them score 2 points against the Giants in the playoffs and said, hey, you know, offensively they can't do certain things, and then things can improve. And a question I have for you is, where do you stand on the Lions moving forward? Are they a team that is going to contend next year, should contend next year or not? And what are your thoughts about them when it comes down to, you know, their personnel, and what should they be doing? 248-539-9797. Jim, you're on 97.1 The Ticket, the Lions Review Show from the Detroit Hard Rock Cafe. What's going on, Jim?
Yeah, just, you know, I think you're wishful thinking that next year they'll be a better team. I just think from a defensive perspective, they've got a pretty good core of defensive players, especially the line, but it's the same defensive scheme year after year, and it's you're going to Green Bay. They know exactly what you're going to do. They're going to rush four and keep three back and see what happens. So I just don't think – I think next year will be an easier schedule. We'll see a flip-flop again next year. But
well, I don't know if the schedule will be any easier. I have to look who they actually play, you know, where the conference goes. It's no longer where if you have a bad record, you get an easier schedule. It hasn't been that way for a long time, Jim. But I will say this. You make a good point about things. I think offensively there has to be an adjustment. And these are things that happen in the offseason when it comes down to approach to what teams are doing against them. They're dropping players into coverage. Rushing a limited amount of players. They either have to improve their intermediate passing attack or their running game or a combination of both, and then they can stretch the field a little bit more vertically. I think that's some of the things that are happening,
Pat, I looked at it last night, and, you know, you can even see when Aaron Rodgers snickered, you know, when they just pushed Sue to the outside, and, you know, that whole middle was just open. And I remember when Jerry Ball was a nose tackle where, you know, there was a running situation and it was stopped. And I see the same defense. It's got to be pretty easy for a team playing against the Lions to just get ready, knowing that that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, 248-539-9797. When we come back, Rob Sims, Lions offensive guard, will join us. It's the Detroit Lions Review from the Hard Rock Cafe in Detroit. You're listening to 97.1 The Ticket. 97.1
The Ticket. Players don't score half a goal, make half a shot, or slide halfway into home. Players win by going hard. As Detroit fans, you can't go to a game uncommitted. Show dedication. Show pride. Show up to Hard Rock Cafe every home game for Hard Rock's pregame specials. Get half-price premium wells and draft beers from 4 till 7. Hard Rock Cafe provides free validated parking and shuttle rides to every game. Park in the CoffeeWare garage on Monroe and get rocked before every home game at Hard Rock Cafe Detroit.
Why just watch the game when you can experience it with a Sony HD TV? Catch every play with razor-sharp picture clarity, intense color, ultra-clear motion, and truly transcendent picture quality that helps you feel like you're part of the game. Sports, HD movies, and even YouTube clips come alive with unprecedented detail and astonishing color from Sony's exclusive X-Reality Pro engine. Visit your local ABC warehouse and see the game on Sony's best picture ever.
There's no right or wrong way to dunk a chicken McNugget. Some dip into the sauce daintily with one pinky extended. Others pretend their McNugget is a tiny NFL running back dunking over the goalpost. Then there's the sauce. Some prefer the cool taste of creamy ranch. Others the boldness of spicy buffalo. And some mix them together just because they can. McDonald's chicken McNuggets. At just $4.99 for a 20-piece box, there's more dunking to love. McDonald's, official sponsor of the NFL. Prices and participation may vary.
They say, given you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someones in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, want to watch the game this weekend on my huge new high-def TV? We had to take down some family photos to make room for it, but it's just like being there.
Thanks, man, but I prefer live def. I will be there.
I thought that was sold out.
With NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, you can score seats from season ticket holders and other fans who can't make it. Or sell your tickets if you can't make it.
What about fakes?
Not a chance. I know my tickets are good before I get to the gate, because NFL Ticket Exchange is the only official resale marketplace of the NFL. You get in guaranteed. But first, you got to go to NFL.com/ticket exchange.
Got an extra ticket for me?
Sorry, but don't forget to look for me in the stands.
And don't let me forget that website.
It's NFL.com/ticket exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, is the official resale marketplace of the NFL. Go to NFL.com/ticket exchange.
And this is the first therapy session with Pepsi Next. Now, why did you come to see me?
Doctor, I've been feeling a little misunderstood.
Yes? And why is this?
Well, I have all the real cola taste, but 60% less sugar than regular Pepsi. I'm not diet, I'm not regular, I'm Pepsi Next.
Aha! Uh-huh. We are dealing with a cola complex. You need to make the world believe you're your own cola.
I keep telling people I'm a delicious cola, but no one seems to get it.
Well, have they actually tried you?
So what you're telling me is that if they drink it, they'll believe it.
Precisely.
Pepsi Next. Real cola taste, 60% less sugar than regular Pepsi, and crazy enough to be true. Head to Facebook.com/PepsiNext to learn more. Drink it to believe it.
Warm up to something delicious at Big Boy. Choose a bowl of our made-from-scratch soups and pair it with one of our hot and hearty half sandwiches, like the Patty's corned beef and Swiss. Guaranteed to be a match made in taste bud heaven.
It's your Big Boy. 97.1 97.1 The Ticket. Traffic.
This traffic report is brought to you by Health Insurance Giant. Well, 696 eastbound, just before Ryan, we've got an accident blocking your center lane. That's causing stop and go traffic from 75. Big mess there. And then 75 northbound at Lapeer Road, we've got a multi-vehicle accident blocking the left and center lanes there. That's causing stop and go traffic from M59. Has your health insurance rates been jacked up again? Call 800-THE-GIANT. And Mike can't put a hammer to those nasty increases and get you top quality coverage at the rock bottom lowest prices in the industry. 800-THE-GIANT, healthinsurancegiant.com. I'm Holly Hutton, 97.1 The Ticket.
WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
97.1 The Ticket.
This is the Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review on Lions Radio, 97.1 The Ticket. Here's your host, Dan Miller.
Dan Miller is off tonight. Pat Caputo here at the Hard Rock Cafe in Detroit. Joined momentarily by Rob Sims, a Lions guard. Guest on tonight's show will receive a beautiful Bulova watch, compliments of Astron's Creative Jewelers, which is located in downtown Birmingham. As for Gary or Richard Astron, they can take care of all your jewelry and timepiece needs. Rob, last night, the whole nation was watching. You guys got out to a 14-0 lead.
Yeah.
That was a good part. And then after that, you guys ended up losing. It's kind of been a familiar thing where you're in every game and end up losing. I figure if you had an explanation for it, you'd share it with all your teammates and you guys would get it. But what's going on with it? You're not getting blown out of these games. You're in it.
Right.
But,
I wish there was one thing we can point to. We've had some bad breaks. Some things that are uncharacteristic happened this year. And, we've been working really hard to figure out how we're going to stop it, how we're going to change it. Nobody's hanging their heads in the locker room. Practice, we're going out there and giving it all like we always do and preparing for the games like we always do. And sometimes that's just how the ball bounces.
You looked at yesterday's game. There was, like, opportunity there.
Yeah.
And, there was a mistake. I mean, Matthew Stafford, he'll drop back and pass, 1,000 times, and he won't drop the ball like that. And it happened at an inopportune time. When something like that happens, it changes the momentum of the game. But how do you guys look at it as a team? I mean, here's a guy who's done a lot of things to help you. It's the same if Calvin Johnson were to drop a pass or somebody were to miss a block, he were to miss a block. I would imagine the mindset is you try to pick them up and not worry about it and try to move on from it. But in the past, last year, you guys overcame whatever mistakes you made.
You look at last year and you look at this year, we were able to overcome those things. We were able to just hang in there and get it done. We saw in St. Louis the first game, it was the same thing. A little adversity, hung in there. The Eagles game. It's so weird to be in this position and still have the same talent, had the same hunger, and for us not to be getting it done like we were before. Like, just how the ball bounces sometimes. And then we just had some things happen. Like, Matthew Stafford's professional, and once in a while you're going to have a mistake. And, fortunately, it was a big mistake that led to a touchdown. But somebody's going to miss a block. Somebody's going to fumble the ball. That's going to happen.
I'm talking about the situation. You have three games left and in the season. And what do you hope as a player in that group that's in that locker room hope to take from these last three games to maybe try to get some of the bad taste out of your mouth from this?
Yeah, I think it's just all about overcoming, the big plays. Like we talked about, having a little bit of adversity and being able to overcome it. Coach Schwartz came in the locker room yesterday and was just like, guys, we're so close. We're so close. And he's absolutely right. Everything since I've been here that people have said that we haven't been able to do, we've worked really hard to fix, such as the running game. I think we have a running game. And being on a passing team, we're not going to have the dynamic running game where we go get 250 yards a game. But, going to get 150, that's balanced, for us. So, it's almost lost for words, the stuff that's been going on this year, and to lose four straight, especially the way we've been working, is it's hard to take.
The NFL is an interesting league because you get a lot of players. You went to Ohio State. We were talking about that a little bit in the break. And you got other players like Joey Bell, who's from Wayne State. And he's come into the league, and you know, after a couple different tryouts in different places, he's given the opportunity to play. He looks like a pretty good player. You like blocking for him?
Oh, yeah, Drake Bell, I mean, I love blocking for him. I love blocking for Mikel LeShore. You know, of course, we still miss Javid Best. You know, I love blocking for him as well. The thing about Joyc that's so good is he knows this is his shot, and he's taking that opportunity, and he's taking it head on. And you know, as we said in the locker room, he's eating right now, and it's nice to see a guy that's worked that hard to get there, to be on this big stage and be working hard and be panning out for him.
You ready to face some of the people there, Rob? Here we go.
Yeah. All
Nick,
right.
You're on Lions Review on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Nick?
Not too much, man. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for calling. Doing
well.
Appreciate it.
Hey, just like you guys were talking about the running game, you know, I mean, since Barry Sanders, you know, obviously we haven't had a running game until these two, you know, Bell and LeShore. And they both look great, but why do they just stand there next to Matthew Stafford? They hike the ball, and Matthew Stafford hands it to him. Why don't they either pitch it out or actually, you know, give them some forward momentum, you know, instead of just standing there? That drives me nuts.
Well, I appreciate the phone call, Nick. Yeah, there's a point there. The football's changed a little bit. You were at Ohio State, and right. You were blocking for Maurice Claret when you guys won the national championship. There was a fullback that would go through the hole there. Lions, a couple years ago, they had a fullback, and then they went to what a lot of teams do. They're in the shotgun formation a lot and give that little inside handoff. How different is it for you as a lineman in a different mindset when it comes down to what you grew up with? And I know Jeff Backus grew up with it, and Dominic Raiola grew up where they went to college, right, where it's kind of grinded out football.
Well, I mean, like you just said, the game changes. You know, it's unfair to compare, you know, how the game is now to how when Barry played. It's a totally different game. And especially our team is a passing team, you know, like we said. So if we're in a lot of shotgun formations, because, you know, that's what teams expect us to play. And, you know, when we play that, we have a lot of different packages we run off of that. And, you know, it's really that simple. You know, Mikel and Joyc, you know, they're playing into what this offense is, and I think they're doing a really good job. So up front, you know, yeah, you know, you got, you know, Dominic Griller from Nebraska, you know, Jeff Backus, his background is Michigan and mine, Ohio State. It's smash mouth football, but at the same time, we all can pass protect, and I think that's the reason why we're all here together, is because we can pass protect because we're a passing team. At the same time, we can get hot in the run game as well.
You know, it's interesting, you know, too, you know, you talked about Barry Sanders, and there was Barry Sanders of Football Life who was on the NFL Network last week. I don't know whether you saw it or not, but the big controversy about Barry is he ran in a single set backfield, and they brought in a coach, Bobby Ross, who put a fullback in front of him. So throughout most of his career, he was taking those little inside handoffs the exact same way. And then they ran some stretch draws and some different things when they had the fullback. But, you know, football, it always changes, but it always is the same.
Yeah.
You know,
I would say one thing, you know, no disrespect to Mikel or Joyc, but when we're talking about Barry Sanders, you're talking about one of the best of all time. You know what I mean? So it's – you know, it's a little bit of a difference there, but, you know, those guys are different runners, you know, than he was. You know, those guys are both very, you know, power guys, and Joyc is really opportunistic, you know, when he gets a hole, and Mikel really sets the pace. So I think in our offense they fit very well.
You know, what do you like as a lineman? Because I've talked to a lot of linemen in the past in a different era. Let's put it this way. Like when Barry Sanders was playing, they liked to run block. They liked it when it was put on them in the run block. But today's, you know, Matthew Stafford is going to end up probably setting the record for most pass attempts in a year. Right. Pass blocking is your primary job.
Yeah, I mean, pass blocking is our job. You know, we really put a lot of emphasis on our pass protection. And it's not just that Matthew doesn't get sacked, but, you know, Matthew doesn't, you know, he doesn't get touched. Make sure he has a good pocket where he can sit back there and throw. And Matthew does a really good job of getting rid of the ball as well. So it's not like – it's not like we're doing all the work, you know, him and Calvin and, you know, Chris Durham yesterday. I mean, an unbelievable catch he had. You know, it's just it's been a really good group effort to keep Matthew upright, and, you know, it's been good.
What about the circumstance with, you know, you're looking at a situation where you have a lot of injuries. Mm-hmm. You've played in the league for a number of years now, and every year there are a lot of injuries. How much of that is a reason for maybe you're not playing well, and how much would you say would be an excuse? How would you balance
that? Yeah, you know, I would say it always, you know, carries a little bit. I mean, Nate Burleson not being in that locker room hurts. You know, that's just, you know, it's no getting around that. He's an inspirational leader. You know, he went out there and Nate was kind of the spark. He would make a big play here. You know, it took a lot of pressure off Calvin, you know. So, you know, of course that hurts. And I think, you know, him going down, it hurt more than it just being a player. You know, he was a leader, you know, off the field. But everywhere I've been, you know, you're going to get injured. There's going to be things that come up. And, you know, it's the next man up. You know, it's your opportunity to get, you know, get better, you know, a la Joique Bell.
You know, one of the things you mentioned, Nate Burleson's leadership. The one thing I've talked about, and I've disagreed with people about this, because long before you were here, you know, I covered the Lions and did different things, and people said, well, they lack some leadership. And back then, I think they did, but I don't think that's necessarily the case with you guys. You got a lot of stand-up guys in that locker room, it seems.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of stand-up guys. I think guys, you know, lead by different ways. I think, you know, Nate. You know, of course, you know, Stephen Tulloch is the guy that gets everybody set on defense. You know, Delmas is kind of the guy that, you know, he just loves the game, and you see that when he's out there. You know, Jeff Backus is just that guy. You know, you can set his watch to him. You know, he's going to be at work at the same time, same minute every single day. You know, Dominic and Delmas are a lot alike. You know, I mean, kind of that crazy, but you know how to go. And you know, I'm kind of the guy that's kind of in your ear. In the locker room, talking to you in the locker room. So, I mean, there's a lot of – I think you've got leaders. I think you've got guys that go out there and work. And, you know, like we've been saying, unfortunately, it's not showing up on the field.
Appreciate it. Hey, it's the Lions Review Show from the Detroit Hard Rock Cafe. Rob Sims is here. Jim Schwartz will join us during this program. You're listening to 97.1 The Ticket.
Stoney and Bill, mornings.
Coming up Tuesday at 6:25.
We'll tell you how you can win a trip to Detroit Tigers Fantasy Camp.
And at 7:42, your wife or girlfriend is so into him, and you can't figure out why.
Uh-oh.
Stoney and Bill, mornings 5 to 10.
97.1 The Ticket. Touchdown celebrations. You love them. The spike, the worm, maybe even salsa dancing. You can't score a touchdown without at least one. Kind of like ordering Hungry Howie's flavored crust pizza. You have to follow it up with a side of Howie wings. Now available in 3 spicy flavors, your taste buds will be celebrating. Barbecue, buffalo, or Asian. It's game day. Score some flavored crust pizza and a side of wings from Hungry Howie's, the official pizza of our Detroit Lions. Now that's an idea.
Hungry?
Howie's!
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flippin' genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The new 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford Tough.
Last year, I had a heart attack. It happened when I was throwing the football around with my son. He's a tough kid, but he looked pretty scared when I told him to go in the house to get his mother. The doctors and nurses in Oakwood, they were just incredible.
The cardiovascular team at Oakwood specializes in making sure dads are there to teach their sons how to throw a football. To learn more about our advanced cardiac care and to find someone who specializes in you, call 800-543-WELL or go to oakwood.org.
Now here's some history for you. Labatt Blue wasn't always called Labatt Blue. In 51, we called it Labatt Pilsner Lager. But when folks got hold of its easy drinking taste and distinctive blue label, they nicknamed it Blue. The name stuck, and we stuck it on the label. Since then, you've made Labatt Blue the number one Canadian import beer in the world. And you said you didn't like history. Labatt Blue. Good stuff awaits. Always enjoy responsibly. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This year, I'm making a snowman on everyone's front lawn.
They'll go perfectly with the hand-carved ice sculptures I'm making for everyone.
It's called Fun Upsmanship.
I just baked you a fresh batch of holiday cookies. Enjoy.
Oh, I will. With a glass of this delicious imported Scandinavian reindeer milk I just got for you.
The annual holiday contest of anything you can do, I can do funner.
And did you notice I scraped all the snow off your car windshield?
I did. And did you notice I installed an automatic starter and defroster in your car?
And this season, there's only one way to settle it.
I also bought you some holiday instants.
They're just what I wanted.
They're just what I wanted, too.
Holiday instant games from the Michigan Lottery. Holiday millions, sweet winnings, gifts galore, and holiday treats. They're fun to give, fun to get, and you can win up to $500,000. So this season, fun up your holidays.
You shouldn't have.
No, you shouldn't have.
Oh, no, no.
With Holiday Instants from the Michigan Lottery.
Happy holidays.
Right back at ya.
Enter the Fun Up Your Holidays giveaway. Visit Michigan Lottery on Facebook for your chance to win free instant tickets.
Hi, I'm sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews. I get to see a lot of breakout players, but the secret to winning? Team. That's why in business, I recommend the Cintas team. You know them for uniforms, but they also have tile and carpet cleaning, restroom supplies, document shredding, fire and first aid services. And only Cintas has Carhartt rental workwear. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CINTAS.com/radio. And bring in the team with the white truck.
Helmet to helmet contact. Legal here. 97.1 The Ticket. This is the Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review on Lions Radio. 97.1 The Ticket. Here's your host, Dan Miller.
Second quarter action now. Second and six. Lions just inside the Packer 34. Stafford loads up, throws right side. What a catch by Durham! Are you kidding me? Inside the 10-yard line, reaching out with one arm and bringing it back. Durham with a catch to remember in his first game as a Lion. 27 yards. Oh, my.
That was a terrific catch by Chris Durham. Was signed by the Lions last week. Former University of Georgia player. Now, Chris Durham is an interesting case. Some people realize this, but he didn't have that productive of a college career. I think he got 32 passes last year there. And he played with some great players like A.J. Green and Massacoy, guys who played in the NFL. But he had a great combine. And that's one of the reasons, I don't know, people realize he's a sub-4.5 40 guy. He had a 36-inch vertical leap. No, he didn't. No, it wasn't at the combine. He wasn't invited to the combine. It was at his pro day at Georgia. Yeah. And he wasn't invited to the combine.
And he's 6'6".
He's 6'6", that you helps. Know. So think about that, you yeah, know, that when helps. It comes into it. So, Rob, you know, that catch, there's some athleticism there.
Well, I mean, you know, it got us so hype. I mean, that was a spark for us. You know, seeing a guy that, you know, was, you know, we kind of brought in as a second thought, you know, kind of grind his way and finally get his opportunity on the field. And, you know, that's the exciting thing about the league is, you know, the underdog gets to fight and get on the field and then make a play like that on national television. And, you know, people start talking and he gets hot and builds confidence. And it's just good to see.
Yeah. And it shows you, you know, if you work hard, do certain things, people notice. Yeah. He was taken by Seattle.
Yeah.
In the fourth round of the NFL draft when he was projected as like a seventh rounder, somebody who wasn't even going to be drafted because, you know, he worked hard. He's got the athleticism and things. And we'll see. You know, sometimes guys like that turn out to be pretty good players. There's an example of Joey Bell with you guys. But anyway, talking to Rob Sims, we're Detroit Lions review show from the Hard Rock Cafe here in Detroit. Lions lost yesterday 27-20. They are taking on the Arizona Cardinals coming up on Sunday. And, Rob, I would imagine having been in the league for a long time, and I talked about this earlier, and you played there.
Mm-hmm.
The home field advantage for Seattle is far greater than it is, seems, for other teams. I mean,
yes.
Yeah, for something about that place, I've been there for a Lions game before. It's a crazy place. I don't know. It's a beautiful stadium. I mean, that might be one of the nicest ones I've been to. The Cardinals are going to be different, not playing in Seattle,
right?
At home. Talk about the difference in home field advantage there and how this, you know, people are thinking you're playing a team that won 58-0. You should just go in there and crush them. It's a little different than that.
Yeah, I don't think it works like that. You know, it'd be nice if it did. But, you know, if you've ever been out to Seattle and seen that stadium and understand how the noise works in there and, I haven't been a visitor in that stadium, so I haven't experienced that part of it. But, you know, I remember from standing on the sidelines, you know, my first 4 years, just listening how deafening the crowd could be when our defense was on the field. So, I mean, it's a struggle. And then on top of that, I remember going to Arizona and playing at their place, And just the same thing, how loud it can be. It's like that kind of dome atmosphere.
Right, indoors.
I think they can open the top. I'm not sure. Maybe something like that. But it's, you know what I mean? It's a, you know, it's definitely going to be a challenge to play there in front of their fans. You know, and them coming off of that loss, they're going to be ready to play.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like this wounded dog mentality. I mean, yeah. You guys probably feel the same way. It's like you're a little angry right now. You got a little bit of a chip on your shoulder.
Oh, yeah. We definitely got a chip. And, you know, his chip's getting bigger, you know, over these last 4 weeks. And, you know, it's definitely something. It's something's got to give, and it's going to give. We know it's coming. We got to be patient. We appreciate for all the fans sticking with us, you know, through this tough time. But, you know, in my opinion, it's just a tough time, exactly what it is. And, you know, I'm not going to panic. I don't think anybody else is going to panic. We're just going to right the ship, fix the rudder, and keep it moving.
Do you feel like overall – that you're on the right track, that you maybe learned something from this year? And what did you learn from this year so far?
You know, I think the thing we'll take away from this whole thing is that, you know, last year doesn't matter. And it's not gonna matter. You know, next year, this year won't matter. It won't be, oh, you guys weren't good. You guys won't. You didn't do this. Especially in our division. You know, last year I forget who was last in the division. I think it was Minnesota. You know, I mean, they came out smoking this year. And, you know, we can do the same next year. I mean, this division is just so good. You know, it's always a fight. And, you know, unfortunately, we've been on the losing end of it this year. But that doesn't mean it's going to be like that next year at all.
You know, I have a question for you. It's just a little off, you know, the subject of, you know, what's going on with the team. But to you as a professional athlete, I have a Heisman Trophy vote. And I voted for Johnny Football this year. But there's also Manti Te'o. You watch a lot of college football. You check, follow that. Who would you have voted for?
Well,
if you were given
I mean, you know, I haven't been shy about saying this. I'm a Buckeye, you know. So, you know, here you go. Got one in the audience. That's great.
What's it like being a Buckeye in this state?
You know, every time I run out the tunnel, man, there's one guy behind me. You know, when they say Rob Sims from The Ohio State to booze me, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. And whoever that guy is, I'm going to meet up with him one time.
Yeah, I saw your little introduction on TV.
Yeah.
You did say The Ohio State University.
Yeah, definitely. Of course, I'm proud of where I came from. But for the most part, everybody up here in Michigan is treating me and my family with the respect I think we deserve. And, you know, it's been good. But, yeah, if I had a Heisman vote, you know, I'm voting for Braxton Miller, no doubt.
Is he that good in your opinion?
I think he is. You know, I think all the stuff they had going on these last couple of years and having to change the coach and stuff like that is kind of, you know, kind of stunted his growth a little bit. But I think, you know, he's going to get on the right page.
Yeah, well, there you go. Braxton Miller. No Johnny Football for you. How good do you think Te'o is?
I think he's very good. I think he's very good. We'll see him soon.
Yeah, see him in the NFL.
Yep.
When you're playing in the league and you've been around for a while and you see these guys that come in, because it sounds like you watch some college football as much as you can and enjoy it, you know, because you probably love football in addition to playing it. When you see these guys come in the league and they got big names, do they? You think about that at all, or is it just who's playing up against you?
Yeah, you know, no, I think you take everybody in, you know, and that's the thing about the league, and that's the thing that's great about the league is that, you know, everybody's is like a fresh start almost. You know, everybody, you know, it's everybody's, you know, first shot again. The guy from Green Bay, I'm trying to remember his name, that ran the touchback. Mike James, I think his name was, that ran the touchback back.
I mean,
the touchdown. Yeah, the touchdown.
I'm trying to think who it was. It was somebody who just got into the game.
Yeah, I mean, that kid, I mean, he's a good player. He's a good young player. And, you know, he's been playing really decent for them. And, I expect him to get better and see him down the line a little bit. But it's just, you know, a guy I knew nothing about comes in there and plays well. And I've seen guys are supposed to be the best come in and do nothing. You know, it's just part of the game.
Did you see Stafford's block yesterday?
I did. I had a front row view. I had a front row view for it. I went over there and I was like, man, you out here doing your thing, brother.
There was some fine technique there.
Oh, man. He a better cut blocker than me. I'll tell you that right now. I'm a terrible cut blocker.
So, but anyway, appreciated Rob. Thanks for joining us. Having a good time out here despite that loss. I appreciate the conversation. Coming up next will be Lions head coach Jim Schwartz. You're listening to the Lions Review Show from the Hard Rock Cafe in Detroit. 97.1 The Ticket. 97.1 The Ticket.
For your next big move, choose Budget Truck, the preferred truck rental company of the Detroit Lions. As a loyal fan, you can save 15% when you mention code LIONS. Visit budgettruck.com/Lions or call 1-800-566-8422 to book your truck today. Offer subject to availability at participating locations. Blackout dates apply. Taxes, fees, and surcharges are extra. Cannot be combined with other offers. Renter must meet budget qualifications. Full terms and conditions available at budgettruck.com/Lions.
Warm up to something delicious at Big Boy. Choose a bowl of our made-from-scratch soups and pair it with one of our hot and hearty half sandwiches, like the Patty's Corned Beef and Swiss. Guaranteed to be a match made in taste bud heaven.
It's your Big Boy.
Get a full serving of comfort at Big Boy with our delicious new comfort dinners, like bacon mac and cheese, knife and fork fried chicken breast, and our spaghetti and meatballs. And finish up your meal with pumpkin pie. Just $1.49 a slice with any purchase.
It's your Big Boy.
There are nearly 1,700 players in the NFL. There are over 2,000 reported injuries each season. And of the 32 physician groups that take care of these professional athletes, only one can be found in your neighborhood. The Henry Ford Medical Group. With over 1,000 doctors and researchers in more than 40 specialties, our physicians make up one of the leading group practices in the country, and are proud to be the team physicians for the Detroit Lions. And whether you're injured on the gridiron or in the backyard, Henry Ford Medical Group physicians are experts at getting you back on your feet and in the game. So go where the pros go. Call 1-800-HENRY-FORD for an appointment or go to henryford.com. We're the Henry Ford Medical Group. When others can't, we can.
For three generations, Wright & Philippus has been the most trusted choice for a variety of healthcare services, including home medical equipment, orthotic bracing, prosthetics, and respiratory care. For the convenience of our customers, we have more than 30 Wright & Philippus locations to serve you. We work with you to coordinate your insurance coverage, and most products can be delivered right to your door. I'm A.J. Philippus, president of Wright & Philippus, and our daily commitment is to provide each and every patient with the best possible customer service. And as long as my family's name is on the building, that will always be the case. If you need anything for your home health care, please visit the Wright & Philippus closest to you. We have more than 30 locations throughout the state to serve you.
Wright & Philippus, first to serve your home health care needs.
Ever notice there are two kinds of guys on a job site? You got the guys who talk about work, and you got the guys who own it. Talkers are leaning on their shovels asking how long until lunch. The guys who own the work are driving Ford Super Duty, the most capable pickup in America. See, running your mouth doesn't get the job done. Having the most towing, the most payload, and the best fuel economy does. Which is why Super Duty is the truck the guys who do the hardest work depend on. It's number one in construction, ranching, farming, mining, landscaping, forestry, you name it. So put up or shut up, baby. This is the new 2013 Ford Super Duty, built Ford tough.
Best-in-class maximum payload, towing GVWR and GCWR when properly equipped. Fuel economy based on Ford Drive Cycle Test of comparably equipped 2011 and 2012 Ford and competitive models. Classes full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds, GVWR versus 2012 and 13 competitors. Percentage based on Polk U.S. heavy-duty pickup and Class 2 to 5 conventional chassis cab combined with registrations January 2011 through June 2012.
On your radio and streaming worldwide, we show the world what Detroiters are made of.
97.1 The Ticket.
This is the Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review on Lions Radio 97.1 The Ticket. Here's your host, Dan Miller.
Fourth down, less than a yard. 12th play of the drive coming up here.
I go naked bootleg.
Stafford sends two receivers to the right, one to the left. Stafford digs in behind center, lone back LeSure. Stafford turns. Makes the gift to LeSure, keeps it himself, and he can walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions.
Whoa, is that Jim Branstetter calling the shot there or what? Dan Miller on the call. Dan off tonight. Pat Caputo in for him at the Hard Rock Cafe in Detroit. It's the Lions Review Show. Are you ready for primetime? Premium seating is available for the Lions game on December 22nd versus the Atlanta Falcons, a Saturday night game. Experience the best sight lines, plush leather seating, gourmet dining, and premium bars. Visit DetroitLions.com or you can call 313-262-2012 for more information. Joining me right now is the Lions head coach. That's Jim Schwartz. Jim Schwartz is brought to you by Capital Mortgage Funding, the best mortgage banker, NMLS 3038, an equal housing lender. And, Jim, a tough loss to the Packers yesterday. It was kind of like a lot of the games that you've had played lately where there were some good things that happened, but the result at the end wasn't what you were looking for.
Well, Pat, there's no doubt about that. We started fast, got up 14-0. You know, we got a turnover on defense that stopped one of their drives. And, you know, then we turned the ball over a couple times in the first half, but still had a halftime lead. You know, had the game tied in the fourth quarter, missed a field goal, and then gave up a long scoring drive for a touchdown. And, you know, we ended up on the wrong side of the score. Did some good things, but like you said, didn't do enough to win the game, and that's been common over the last 5 weeks.
Yeah, it's just been it's been a strange season where early in the year it was the first half seemed to be the problem. Second half went pretty well for you in a lot of games, and lately it's been the first half has you've done pretty well, and the second half hasn't gone well, and you ended up losing. And in the middle of these losses, which have been relatively close, there have been some good things that have happened. I'm sure you're racking your brain trying to put your finger on exactly what's happened. What have you come to the conclusion of here, and what do you hope to accomplish here these last three games?
Well, Pat, to accomplish over the last three games is go out and win each one of them, and starting with the Arizona Cardinals this Sunday. I mean, that's all we do anytime, and our object doesn't change regardless of what point of the season we are or what our record is. As far as putting our hands around it, we just haven't played well as a team. It hasn't just been one position. Like I said, we had the turnovers, but defense, we had chances to stop them. We had a chance to make a big play on special teams, had a huge hole, and had a chance to maybe even take one all the way to the house. Didn't get that done. Had a chance at the end to pin them back deep and had a poor punt. So it hasn't been one area. If it's one area, you can work hard to solve that one area. You know, but it's been in a lot of different areas, and we haven't made the plays in those situations.
How would you describe your team's talent? Do you think you have a talented football team, and what would that entail? Is there enough depth? Are there issues with that? Obviously, you have a very good nucleus. You know, the quarterback, wide receiver, maybe the best player in the game, terrific defensive linemen and other players. How would you describe your talent level right now?
It is what it is. I mean, I'll leave it up to other people to describe it. Our job is to go out every week and find a way to be competitive, find a way to win the game. We found a way to be competitive. We haven't found a way to win the games, particularly over the last month or so. You know, so like I said, nobody feels sorry for anybody in the NFL when it comes to injuries or game situations or anything else that goes on. Your job is to go out there every week and find a way to win. And you know, you need to be able to make enough plays to do that. We haven't done that over the last month.
Yeah, speaking of players, you've had some younger players who've been injured, or you had the situation with Titus Young as well. Players that you counted on this year who've been injured or in a predicament like Titus Young is in. Ryan Broyles with an injury, Bill Bentley with an injury. You're in a situation where there are players at Spivey, the safety. Talk a little bit about what their future is with the team, and how many of those guys are things that are going to be fully recovered from.
You know, we'll have to wait and see on all those guys. All those guys have some sort of long-term injury. You know, and it's gone back a ways, particularly with some young players. We haven't had real good luck when it comes to that, including, you know, a lot of guys that have never been injured before. You know, a guy like Mikel LeShore tore his Achilles tendon last year. He's been able to come back this year and put a good solid season together. But you mentioned other guys, Ryan Broyles and Bill Bentley, two guys that were counted to contribute this year. And we saw a little bit from Broyles. We didn't see very much from Bentley because of the shoulder. But, you know, again, that's no excuse. You know, we think those guys have bright futures. They've all worked real hard to come back from the injuries. But all those are long-term, all long-term situations. I think it's affected us probably a little bit more, guys like veteran players, guys like Lou Delmas and Corey Williams, you know, that mean an awful lot to us, Nate Burleson, you know, guys that, you know, unlike young players, they have a track record and they've been dependable for a long period of time, and not having those guys has certainly affected us more than the rookies and the younger players.
People talk a lot about leadership, and you know, it's, you know, a common thing when teams are winning, there's leadership and everybody talks about how great your leadership is, talking about the players that you have on your team. And when you lose, people question your leadership. It's kind of pretty cut and dry the way people view it. How do you view the leadership on your team? Do you think you have a lot of good leaders on your team?
Well, I think we do have good leaders on our team, but just like anything, when you're 4-9, you can do everything better, including leadership. The hardest thing to go through is losing in the NFL, particularly a losing streak. And you certainly rely on guys that are experienced and guys that have been through things to help weather that storm. And I think we have a lot of guys that have that kind of perspective. I've mentioned Burleson and Corey Williams. Those guys have a lot of experience in the league. Both of those guys are battling injuries of their own. Corey's been battling a knee, and Burleson's on the IR. But they still retain leadership roles. Guys like Kyle VandenBosch is seen an awful lot in the NFL. You know, even a younger veteran like John Wendling, a special teams captain for us, has been through an awful lot. And you rely on all those different things. But, you know, leadership is important, but it's also up to each individual. Each individual needs to make, you know, the right choices and be professional. And that's part of growing up in the NFL, and that's part of doing your job. And that's a job for all of us, is to be professional and go to work every day, go to practice, go to the games, and do your very best.
There was one thing about yesterday's game that to me looked inexplicable watching it, because, you know, Packers are a very good team. You know, the game has an ebb and flow and everything. The one thing that was kind of nonsensical about that game, and it did affect you, is when the Packers had that streak where all of a sudden they started running the ball so effectively, it kind of came out of the blue. It wasn't something that happened before or later in the game. What happened on that drive?
Well, they ran the ball well, and it was a lot of different things. We had a couple guys get out of position, but probably more than anything, our defense was set for stopping the pass. And when you play the Packers, you need to do that. And I thought we had done a pretty good job pretty much the whole day of limiting their pass opportunities. The plays we got burned on were runs and then the one quarterback scramble. But we didn't do a good enough job adjusting to that within the drive. Players didn't do a good enough job on the field, and, you know, they just went six or seven straight times running the football. You know, you can manage some of those. You're going to give up a few yards here or there. You need to take advantage of your third down opportunities, and you can't give up long runs.
Right.
We didn't do either of those in that drive, particularly the last play. They were able to crease us and get all the way into the end zone on a play where, you know, if we get a chance to hold them to a field goal in that situation, we're certainly in a much better position. You know, the game was tied. We had just missed our own field goal. And if we could have held them to a field goal, it's obviously a lot more in striking range of field goal ties, and touchdown put us ahead.
Well, this week you play the Arizona Cardinals, who've lost 9 straight games and were beaten 58-0 at Seattle. And from a coaching perspective, I would think that there might be a little bit of fair warning about this particular game, because people expect you to just go there and stomp a team that is struggling. How do you feel about that? I would think you might be seeing a wounded animal who's playing at home.
Yeah, you know, you look at each game individually. We've just got done watching that Seattle game. You know, they've had some struggles at the quarterback position, you know, particularly over this last part of the season. They lost their starter, Kevin Cobb, with rib injury. And, you know, they've gone to their second and third stringers, and they haven't been able to get a whole lot going. They actually were moving the ball pretty well early in that game and had a chance to set up a score on their first drive and turn the ball over and flip the field. And Seattle went and got a field goal off of that. And then all of a sudden the turnovers started happening. They started making a lot of plays in a lot of different areas. And, you know, sometimes like it happens, you know, one bad play leads to another, and all of a sudden it's 58 to nothing. You know, we're certainly not proud of our record, and there's things we can do a lot better, but it's one thing we haven't let get to us. We've had some bad plays, a bad series, like we said before. We've managed to come over to sideline, make some adjustments, and stop that and be able to, you know, get out and try to correct some of the mistakes or, you know, change chat tactics a little bit in the game. It's a difficult situation. The Cardinals started off real hot. I mean, they had a win at New England. They were 4-0.
Right.
You know, but again, their quarterbacks were healthier. They were, you know, they have a great player in Larry Fitzgerald there. Their running backs have been hurt this year. But like I said, nobody feels sorry for each other. We're going to try to get a win. You know, we're going to do whatever we can to go get a win, regardless of what they're going through as a team.
Yeah, Jim, appreciate it. Good luck to you at Arizona.
All right, thanks, Pat.
Thanks. That's Jim Schwartz, Lions head coach, Pistons in Philadelphia, coming up next. 97-1 the ticket.
1917, on the corner of Michigan Avenue and Lafayette in downtown Detroit, American Coney Island made culinary history with a simple combination of a hot dog, chili, onions, and mustard. And now they've teamed up with Ford Field to bring their tasty tradition to you, the Lions fans. American Coney Island, home of Detroit's original Coney Dog, is now available at Ford Field, located on the lower level near Gate B. Enjoy a Coney at the game, and go Lions!
The folks over at Oakwood removed a tumor on my spine with a robotic system that used this high-energy beam. I called it RoboDoc. I asked them if it could remove a tattoo with my old girlfriend's name on it. They said it couldn't, but the tumor's gone and they saved my life.
The oncology team at Oakwood specializes in making sure funny people never lose their sense of humor. To learn more about state-of-the-art cancer treatment like the CyberKnife and to find someone who specializes in you, call 800-543-WELL or go to oakwood.org.
Touchdown celebrations. You love them. The spike, the worm, maybe even salsa dancing. You can't score a touchdown without at least one. Kind of like ordering Hungry Howie's flavored crust pizza. You have to follow it up with a side of Howie wings. Now available in 3 spicy flavors, your taste buds will be celebrating. Barbecue, buffalo, or Asian. It's game day. Score some flavored crust pizza and a side of wings from Hungry Howie's, the official pizza of our Detroit Lions. Now that's an idea.
Hungry?
Howie's!
Have you ever got a windbreaker from the phone company? How about a barbecue apron from your realtor? Not likely. Point is, when you choose Labatt Blue, we show you how much we appreciate it by giving you stuff. It's our way of rewarding you for staying true to the good stuff. Visit LabattBlueRewards.com and receive 100 points towards your first reward. Labatt Blue. Good stuff awaits. Always enjoy responsibly. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Wine Guards. Everything from lawn to snow.
When you want something done right, you go to the experts. With power equipment, you want to go to the guys who know what they're talking about, not the ones wearing the aprons. The experts at Wine Guards have you covered from sales to service with people that will help you pick the right equipment for the job and maintain it. Whether you're looking for mowers, tractors, chainsaws, blowers, or generators, Weingarts has a great selection to choose from. Their massive inventory includes all the top quality brands you know and some that you don't. And Weingarts provides world-class service and parts support to keep your equipment running at its best. From at-home delivery and demonstration to our 7-year enhanced protection plan, Weingarts delivers the kind of service you can't get anywhere else. When you're ready to talk to a real expert, stop by our locations in Utica, Farmington Hills, Cedar Springs, Clark, and our newest location in Ann Arbor.
Wine Guards, everything from lawn to snow.
Warm up to something delicious at Big Boy. Choose a bowl of our made-from-scratch soups and pair it with one of our hot and hearty half sandwiches, like the Patty's corned beef and Swiss. Guaranteed to be a match made in taste bud heaven.
It's your Big Boy.
Get a full serving of comfort at Big Boy with our delicious new comfort dinners like bacon mac and cheese, knife and fork fried chicken breast, and our spaghetti and meatballs. And finish up your meal with pumpkin pie, just $1.49 a slice with any purchase.
It's your Big Boy.
Why just watch the game when you can experience it with a Sony HD TV? Catch every play with razor-sharp picture clarity, intense color, ultra-clear motion, and truly transcendent picture quality that helps you feel like you're part of the game. Sports, HD movies, and even YouTube clips come alive with unprecedented detail and astonishing color from Sony's exclusive X-Reality Pro engine. Visit your local ABC warehouse and see the game on Sony's best picture ever.